I was totally agnostic. I didn't want to deal with anything religiously or spiritually. I figured it was just a whole, you know, mythological creation of the mind. And 9/11, after I experienced that life-changing experience, because during all the difficult moments of my ordeal in the building, I kept praying, and every prayer was answered.
Well, that's strange for someone who's actually doesn't believe. Correct. To be praying.
Correct. And for example, when the two people were stuck on an elevator in the basement, I was saying, God, please help me. And I was like even surprised that I said that, but I said it with such a devotion and sincerity in my heart that, you know, I found a pipe in an area that was supposed to be clean of construction debris. I found a ladder to go and get these people while all the ladders were always chained up against a wall so nobody will steal them. The longest one of all of them was there waiting for me to save these people. I mean, one thing after the other. And just to make it shorter, the most important one is when the building is collapsing. I said, God, please don't give my mother the pain to see my body in parts. Let her recognize my body. And I realized that I never asked anything for me. I asked always for somebody else. And in a way, I guess God gave me a second opportunity from that moment on, because he said, you know, he's not asking anything for himself. So let me protect him. And he protected me all the way through. And even when I was pulled from the rubble, having a whole building on top of me in pieces, I didn't break a bone. You know, I got, you know, burns and wounds, but I did not break one single bone, while everybody would have been squashed to death. So I believe from that moment on that I did have a special relationship with God at that very moment, that I have a line of communication that not everybody had at that moment. And I was chosen to get this message out. I was chosen to do this mission. I was chosen to take upon these forces that are going against the families, the affected and the survivors, and also the world, and expose them for what they are, liars. You know, I have nothing to gain for this. I was even homeless last year. I was living under a bridge, even though I was on TV every day. Every day. People didn't even know. And, you know, I never stopped my message, my mission. It was always there. And I guess he's now saying, well, you know, well, he's doing the right thing, because, you know, he's opening the doors. He opened the doors for me to meet the top political figures of the world. And they all have listened to me face to face. And that's something that I would never, as a janitor, expected that it will happen in my lifetime. I just received an award, the Lifetime Achievement Award, by the Latino Pride Organization, which is the biggest one in the United States. And the person that gave me the award was William Lora, the president of CNN. And what a surprise of getting that from the same people that kind of censors me. It is very amazing. So this is a privilege to be doing this fight, but I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it because it's the only way I can glorify that second opportunity that God gave me to be alive. So he gave me this opportunity, and I'm just saying thank you by doing the work that I do.
Was there any one event on 9/11 that really convinced you and made you feel that God was close to you on that day? Any one particular event?
Yeah, when I went under the truck, that specific moment. Because, you know, if I think about all the things that happened, he was with me through the whole ordeal. Because I could have died on the explosion in the basement. I didn't. He gave me the strength to put a man twice my size on my back and take him out of the building and save his life, while everybody else have to follow me, those 15 people in general, so I could take them and lead them to salvation on that day. And then to go back and open the elevator, find the way to practically pull two people again from an elevator filled of water, and bring these two people out again, and then go floor by floor, opening the doors so people could escape. Yes, he was with me all the way, because I felt protected. I felt that while everybody's screaming, I was in total control. But not because I wanted to be in control, it's because I was in desperation. And people don't understand that my fear kicked in when I heard noises on the 34th floor. That's when I was afraid. What's going on here? I heard very strange movement on a floor that was empty, and I bypassed that floor. It was the only moment through the whole ordeal that I felt afraid. And when I get to the 39th floor and the other tower gets hit, and we hear the internal collapse in our building, and I start going down, I figure, you know, this is a scene from the tower in Inferno. There's chunks coming all over, and nothing is hitting us. We are protected all the way to the base of the building, to the lobby. So, yes, I believe that God really protected me, and all the way. And the culmination was when the building collapsed.
How does that affect the way you do things now, your life now, do you think?
Oh, it affects everything in my life. I am very grateful for the privilege of this second opportunity to be alive. I am not religious. You know, you don't see me preaching religion to anybody. But I have a personal relationship directly connected with God because, you know, it's not every day that you survive an event of this magnitude. This is the catalytic event that have changed the history of the new millennium. And to have this privilege, because it's a privilege to have the second opportunity. And some people say, don't you feel that you are wasting that privilege because you are exposing these people and putting yourself out there to be killed practically? I say, no, on the opposite. I believe that the privilege is like, well, I do it in a shorter version. A lot of people that survive major catastrophes, they always die of the most stupid and banal things. For example, they will cut a nail, they get an infection, and they died. What did they do after they survived something to that moment? They just enjoy life. I cannot enjoy life. Why? I got married. My wife is totally, she's suffering. She's suffering for the kind of work that I do because she don't want to lose me. But she understand that this is a mission. So I believe. And if they, for example, they give me that award, that Lifetime Achievement Award, you say, well, why am I getting this? Say, because in 5 years, you have done what it takes somebody else a lifetime to achieve. Legislations, recognitions, benefits for the community, not only related to 9/11, but other issues as well. I became an activist, and an activist, what they do is to protect the interests of the community. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So, life-changing? Oh, completely.